It got the loudest, most sustained laughs I have ever heard in a theater. I was jealous, but then I realized I will never fight as well as Ali, I will never paint as beautifully as Picasso, and I will never be as funny as Mel Brooks. But even if you're only a third as funny as Mel, that still will make for a comfortable living. I am so glad that this book of beautiful photographs and information about this classic film is out. Maybe I will learn something. If I work hard, hopefully, I can get to 40%. Respectfully, Judd Apatow.
Introduction. You know, you have to really know a genre to make fun of it. And to really know it, you have to love it. When I was young, I loved the movies because they saved my life. I was so grateful to cinema for opening up worlds that were not open to me as a poor Jewish kid from Williamsburg in Brooklyn. I was born in 1926, and everybody in my building was headed for jobs in the garment district in Manhattan. Well, I assumed I'd be working in the shipping department somewhere on 7th Avenue. I never dreamed I would do something else, let alone make my living in movies. Nothing else was open to us then. But at the local movie theater, I could go anywhere. Arabia, the West, Transylvania. We played street games to keep busy in Williamsburg. Punch ball, baseball, roller hockey. But nothing nourished our dreams like the movies. Those movies gave us lovely worlds to inhabit. When I was a teenager and I saw Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers dancing on shiny, big, black and white floors, wow! You never saw shiny, big, black and white floors in Williamsburg. It was just oilcloth and sometimes Jewish newspapers covering them when your mother would wash them. We never had money for anything, but for one thin dime, you got three feature films, a race, some newsreels, some shorts. My mother would send me to the theater with a salmon and tomato sandwich wrapped in wax paper because it was a long, long day. I was 5 years old in 1931 when James Whale's Frankenstein came out. The following summer, the movie played at a theater in Williamsburg, and my older brother Bernie took me to see it. My father had died of tuberculosis when he was only 34 and I was 2. And then there was Mama, 30 years old, with 4 little boys. Mama had to clean. She wanted me out. Bernie said, I'm going to see Frankenstein. Maybe he will get scared. My mother said, I don't care. Take him. So Bernie took me, and that movie scared the hell out of me. I was really, seriously terrified. Big mistake. It was the scariest thing I ever saw in my life. Well, that was a pretty hot summer in Brooklyn, and in our two-bedroom apartment, I slept right by the fire escape. I said to my mother, Ma, please close the window. She said, it's 100 degrees in here. I can't close the window. What's the matter? I said, if you leave the window open, Frankenstein will come and eat me. We called the monster Frankenstein because we didn't know the difference. He's going to eat me, my mother said. Okay, let's talk about this. First of all, the monster lives in Transylvania, Romania. Romania is not near the ocean, so he's going to have to get to Odessa or someplace to get a boat to America. He's going to have to go a long way to get that boat. Then he has to have money to pay for his passage. He may not have any money. Monsters don't carry money. He may not even have pockets. Well, let's say he gets money and he makes his way to Odessa and he gets a boat to America. The boat may go to Miami. It may go to Baltimore. It may not go to New York. All right, let's say it goes to New York and he gets off there. He doesn't know our subway system. If he finds the BMT, what we used to call the subway back then was the BMT, and he gets to Brooklyn, he doesn't even know our street. Let's say he does find our street. But remember, the people on the first floor of our building, they have their window open too. He's not going to climb up 5 flights. If he's hungry and he's going to eat somebody, he's going to eat who's ever on the first floor. You know, my mother made sense. So I said, okay, leave the window open. But that movie haunted me. Actually, it haunted me for years. I mean, it was the scariest thing. I was always worried